It's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth, brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the only show that is going to redistribute the truth to you because you're entitled to it. What is the human cost of Mr. Obama's immigration policy? Though Mr. Obama was not in San Francisco on July 1st, he was just as culpable in the murder of 31-year-old Katie Steinle as the man who pulled the trigger. A five-time deported illegal with seven prior felony convictions. Now, let me get this straight, because I was under the impression that California had a three strikes and you're outlaw, right? Don't they have that law in California that if you commit three felonies, if you're convicted of three felonies, you serve life in prison? Am I wrong about this? Or does that not apply to illegal aliens? Now, it has long been the policy of this administration to ignore U.S. immigration laws. In 2012, the administration unilaterally granted amnesty to illegals under the age of 30 and authorized the issuance of work permits. A draft immigration bill proposed by the White House would specifically stop the automatic deportation of illegals based on a felony conviction. Think about that for a minute. Excuse me. Despite Obama's refrain of deporting felons, not families, I don't even know what that means, by the way. The administration has pursued a policy of allowing illegal felons to walk out of custody to repeat their crimes. This from Judicial Watch. The crimes committed by illegal aliens released from federal custody include homicide, sexual assault, theft, kidnapping, and alcohol-related driving convictions. In all, Immigration and Customs Enforcement freed 36,007 aliens convicted of 88,000 crimes from detention centers throughout the United States, according to the breathtaking agency records, which were obtained this month by a nonpartisan research center dedicated to studying immigration issues. The Washington, D.C.-based group Center for Immigration Studies published a chart with a breakdown of the crimes committed by the illegal aliens, or the undocumented Democrats, who now roam freely in unsuspecting U.S. neighborhoods. Of interesting note is that the majority of the releases from ICE custody were discretionary. The Center for Immigration Studies found that they weren't required by law. You understand? They were, in some instances, they were contrary to the law. They were discretionary. This would indicate that it's part of the Obama administration's broader amnesty policy, which has favored letting illegal aliens live outside detention centers while their cases got resolved. So that means that they don't show up. Okay, when they have to. Because why would they? Nobody's going to come after them. Let's take a look at the breakdown of crimes committed by freed illegal aliens, like this guy in San Francisco. The records show that more than 16,000 were convicted of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Over 9,000 had dangerous drug convictions. I don't know what that means. 1,075 were convicted of aggravated assault, 426 of sexual assault, and 193 of homicide. Additionally, the records show that 1,160 of the freed illegal aliens had stolen vehicle convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions, and 303 flight escape convictions. All told, 121 illegals were held but eventually released by ICE, and they went on to commit homicide-related offenses. So, what are we to make of this? Clearly, the administration is complicit in not enforcing the laws that are on the books. We don't have a broken immigration system. We have a system by which the laws are not being enforced. That's the system. You know, they always talk about, we have a broken immigration system. We have a broken immigration system. And both sides say it. That's the mantra that you hear. No, we don't. What we have is a failure to enforce the laws that are on the books. Breitbart, Texas, has now confirmed that a man who confessed to murdering his wife with a hammer in Laredo, Texas, by the way, didn't use a gun, used a hammer, is a four-time deported illegal alien who would not have been in the U.S. had he not been able to illegally cross back into the country multiple times from Mexico after his deportations. In addition, the Laredo Police Department continuously encountered the man in violent episodes with his wife, yet did not notify Border Patrol, according to federal agents who spoke with Breitbart, Texas. Here's another outrageous example that just happened. There was a collision in Arizona. On July 4th, 2019, a woman with two children was driving a 2002 Oldsmobile Bravado west on Papago Road near the intersection of Armadillo Valley Road when it collided with an eastbound 2003 Ford Explorer driven by Manuel Perez Vasquez. Perez Vasquez reportedly fled the scene with at least one other passenger, but later returned. According to the sheriff, Perez Vasquez had been deported to Mexico six times since May 5th of 2012. Despite illegal re-entry into the United States, there is no evidence that the administration has any interest in using this tool to deter illegals who make crossing the border a lifestyle choice. Think about it. This is common to go back and forth over the border. What country can you do that? Only the United States. And again, this is part and parcel with the administration. Okay? The administration is at fault here. But of course, this catch and release program serves the administration's goals of non-enforcement of immigration laws. So they can actually say that, you know, they're deporting people, but they're not deporting people. That's just to bloat their statistics. And of course, the administration, typically, what did they do? They blame the GOP. They blamed the GOP for this five-time deported illegal alien that murdered this poor woman. The White House on Monday defended its immigration policies and blasted Republicans. When asked if the case was a failure of the administration's enforcement policies, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest chided Republicans for blocking a bipartisan immigration bill that would have boosted funding for border security. What does that have to do with enforcing the law?
I was thinking the same thing.
Absolutely nothing. Like, well, what does that have to do with enforcing the law? Oh, it's the Republicans' fault because they didn't increase funding for border security. Ernest went on to say, I recognize that people want to play politics with this. The fact is, the president has done everything within his power to make sure that we're focusing our law enforcement resources on criminals and those who pose a threat to public safety. No, they're not. Because this woman, Catherine Steinle, was shot and killed by this guy, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who had 7 felony convictions and had been deported to Mexico 5 times. 5 times. Ernest said he faulted the political efforts of Republicans for blocking the kind of investment that we would like to make in securing our border and keeping our communities safe. The federal government has had ample opportunity to protect people like Ms. Steinle. It didn't. It didn't protect her, not because it is lacking in resources, because it is a calculated policy on this administration to not enforce immigration laws. That's what this is all about. We've got, Bob Ney. I'm just so fired up here. We've got Bob Ney from Talk Radio News out of Washington. Bob, you know, this is ridiculous that... that this guy had been deported 5 times. 5 times! And, he was allowed to basically roam the streets of San Francisco because it's a sanctuary city. It's amazing.
Well, even Senator Feinstein, you know, the queen of the left, has come out and said, hey, what's going on here? I mean, that's how outrageous and bad it is. He was allowed to do as he wanted, and immigration knew he was there. So it's not just a matter of where they should have went in and told San Francisco, get out of the way, you know. They knew.
Well, you know, and a lot's been said about how we have a broken immigration system, and Republicans have parroted this as well, this narrative of, well, we've got a broken immigration system. No, we don't. We don't have a broken immigration system. What we have is a failure to enforce current laws that are on the books.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Correct. Chillicothe, Ohio, 4 guys crossed a union picket line. The union called. The sheriff went down. He arrested the guys. They admitted they were illegal. When immigration was called, immigration said, well, what crime did they commit? Let them go.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Chillicothe, Ohio. I mean, it's not Los Angeles, it's Chillicothe, Ohio. So.
Well, yeah, and then you've got this guy that was deported 6 times, charged with a felony hit and run over the weekend. This was in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's amazing to me, is we're talking about this now, and this issue was brought up by Donald Trump. And, you know, he was vilified for it, and now you've got all these stories coming out. You know, it's almost as if the timing couldn't be more perfect for Donald Trump.
Oh, I know. I thought that.
It really is amazing.
I thought that myself. And he also didn't say all. He just said amongst, which is true, MS-13 gangs. You know, you can just go on down the line. And he was really getting beat up by fellow Republican candidates until the psycho goes out with the gun in San Francisco, and everybody goes, oh, well, now we got to kind of couch this a different way. The fact remains that every Republican candidate this week, people remember about what they think about Trump.
Right, right. So they're going after Trump, which is amazing. They're going after Trump. This is a classic example of, killing the messenger, right? Because he's pointing out, and by the way, let's give Donald Trump credit for bringing this issue to the forefront, because nobody was talking about this at all, because everybody's afraid, especially the Republican Party. They're so afraid to say this because they're afraid of what people might say, you know, and they're afraid to be viewed as anti-Hispanic or anti-immigrant. And let me tell you something. The vast majority of Hispanics that are in this country legally, that are law-abiding people, that are by and large conservative, okay, because this is another fallacy that we're fed that, they're Democrats. No, they're not, okay? They're not.
Very conservative on abortion and other social issues.
Yeah. And so Republicans are so afraid. They're so afraid to say anything, you know? And let's give Donald Trump credit because he has now been vindicated. And
well,
now what are they going to say?
Plenty of people in the Latino community, my cousin's wife from Mexico. You ask her and other people, do you like murderers? Do you like people that go shoot people on piers? Anybody rational is going to say no. You know, this guy is a murderer. Who stands up and defends it? Well, he needs to have a chance to be here.
It's
amazing. Rational people don't do that.
I'm pulling my hair out. Okay. All right, Bob, I got to run. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists. I'm not using donors. I don't care. I'm really rich.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
So, Bill O'Reilly last night, you know, again, two nights in a row, he's just been right on point. I'm going to just play a little, the beginning of his show, his talking points segment. There's one little piece there where he's got the sheriff of San Francisco. This guy's a moron, you know? I mean, really, he's a moron, and he should resign, but, you know, he probably won't because... You know, he's a leftist, and in San Francisco, that kind of stuff works. Wait a minute. Of course.
Well, they're all idiots out in San Francisco.
It's amazing, man. It is just really amazing because this policy, this sanctuary city policy, is no different. It's no different than if you look at the civil rights movement. Where the states wouldn't enforce you know, what was going on in terms of integration. But I guess it's okay because the hypocrisy of the left, you know, it's okay to do that.
O'Reilly, thanks for watching us tonight. The murder of Kate Steinle, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. As the Factor reported last night, 32-year-old Ms. Steinle was murdered walking with her father in San Francisco, allegedly by a criminal alien who had been deported 5 times and had 7 felony convictions in the USA. That man, 45-year-old Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, now charged with murder. He was arraigned today in a San Francisco courtroom. Talking Point said last night that the mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee, and the 11 city supervisors are directly responsible for Kate's death. That's because San Francisco is a sanctuary city that does not cooperate with the federal government, even on holding and identifying criminal aliens. Sanchez was in custody in San Francisco, and the sheriff, Ross Mercurimi, let him out, defying ICE officials.
Why not just inform ICE when you have a felon in your custody? Why not draw the line at some place where maybe you're protecting the public?
They already know he's in our custody. They actually knew because he came from serving time in another prison.
Why not work with them to make sure he doesn't get released?
Well, because a detainer request is not a legal instrument.
Oh, bull.
Why would you let him go? That's it. This is insanity. Why would you let him go? I mean, honestly, this guy needs to be immediately either fired or resigned. I mean, it defies logic to think that they would just let this guy go. Let me tell you something. If that was you or I, Stevie, you think they'd let us go?
Nope.
No way. But see, you get special dispensation if you're an illegal alien. That's how crazy this is. It's bizarro. And now, this was reported by the Associated Press. The gun used by this guy belonged to a federal agent. Apparently, it was registered. The weapon was registered. Police have checked the serial number, and it belongs to a federal agent. And the official who released this information declined to elaborate further. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez said that he found the gun wrapped in a shirt on the pier.
Huh. Right.
Yeah, I believe that. It's amazing. It really is just amazing. You can't make this stuff up. This is part and parcel with, the left's belief of immigration and appearing as if and all this is, let's be honest here, all this is that they want this voting bloc. They see this as a potential future voting bloc of illegal aliens that are going to vote for the Democrat Party. That's all this is. They could care less about these people. So now you've got all these Democrats coming out now, talking about it all of a sudden. That before supported this. Now what are they going to say? They have to say that they're against this policy, this sanctuary. Sanctuary, by the way, sanctuary cities are all cities that the left controls.
How do you think the San Francisco Board of Supervisors or the mayor or that sheriff, for a matter of fact, if it was one of his family members, how would they feel about it then?
It's insanity. I mean, it's insanity. This guy, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, again, I've been thinking about this. Doesn't California have a 3 strikes and you're outlaw?
I do not know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they do. But apparently,
laws are like pie crust. They're made to be broken, according to the politicians.
That didn't matter. It's just insanity. So Hillary gave an interview to CNN's Brianna Keeler. And by the way, this Brianna Keeler woman attended Hillary's daughter's wedding, and she's chummy with the Clintons, so that's why she was chosen. But here's what some of the things she had to say about whether people should trust her. She said that people should and do trust me. That sounds like a bumper sticker.
Would you vote for someone that you don't trust? Well, people should and do trust me. And I have every confidence that that will be the outcome of this election.
Yeah, right. She also went on to say that that it's a part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. She said that these are constant attacks on the right that do this.
To fight for them and trusting someone. These are two different things. Do you see any role that you've had in this sentiment that we've seen where people are questioning whether you're trustworthy?
I can only tell you, Brianna, that this has been a theme that has been used against me and my husband for many, many years. And at the end of the day, I think voters sort it all out. I have great confidence. Mm-hmm. I trust the American voter. So I trust the American voter 100% because I think, you know, the American voter will weigh these kinds of accusations. I mean, you know, people write books filled with unsubstantiated attacks against us and even admit they have no evidence. But, of course, it's your job to cover it. So, of course, that's going to raise questions in people's minds. But during the course of this campaign, just as in my two prior campaigns and in my other years of service, I have a lot of confidence that the American people can sort it all out.
Would you vote for someone that you don't trust?
Well, people should and do trust me, and I have every confidence that that will be the outcome of this election. I cannot decide what the attacks on me will be, no matter how unfounded. And I'm well aware of the fact that it's your job to raise those, and we'll do our best to respond to them. But I think what people talk to me about, and that's all I can go on, is the literally thousands of people that I've seen in the course of this campaign. They want to know what I'm going to do for the economy, what I'm going to do for education, what I'm going to do for health care, and they trust me to have a plan and to be committed to carrying out that plan, and they should, because I will.
One of the
No, they don't. They don't. In fact, the June Quinnipiac University poll found that Clinton is not seen as honest and trustworthy by a majority of voters in three key swing states. You know what? The thing is with Hillary is every time she comes out, every single time she comes out, her poll numbers go down. Every single time she comes out. I guess she had to grant an interview, right? She had to. She had no choice. It's amazing to me whenever she comes out, she's so bad. You'd think that after all these years in the public, she would have a better sense of how to deal with the media and how to deal with the general public, and she is just horrific. We've got another clip, don't we, Steve, of her? What is she saying?
This one's on Mr. Trump.
Okay. Here's what she said about the Donald.
I feel very bad and very disappointed with him and with the Republican Party for not responding immediately and saying, enough, stop it.
Stop what? Telling the truth? Stop telling the truth! I got to tell you, man, the timing of this, you and I spoke about this yesterday after the show, Steve. The timing of this couldn't be any better. It is almost as if the Donald had kind of planned this out. You know, he makes this statement about illegal aliens coming across the border, committing crimes, and he's vilified by it. And then you have this, these instances that basically back up everything he said. So, And everybody has attacked him, Republicans included. You know, but they waited, though. They waited until they were able to, you know, test the what their poll tested numbers told them.
Had to put their finger to the wind.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be right back.
I trust the American voter 100%.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky.
I agree. If a criminal is let back here, the person should be prosecuted, sent to jail for 5 years, mandatory minimum sentence.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani weighing in on what to do about illegals who are deported, then come back into the country in light of the San Francisco murderer who's deported 5 times. Word the gun he uses belongs to a federal agent. The Blaze Radio's Christopher Million reports.
There's troubling details coming out about the gun used in her death. A report on Breitbart News says a law enforcement source who is briefed on the shooting death is confirming the gun belongs to a federal agent. The serial number on the gun matching law enforcement records as police run a background check. Sanchez says he finds the gun wrapped in a t-shirt under a bench and is currently being held on a $5 million bond.
And as for the illegal, he pleads not guilty to the crime in court, even though he admits during a TV interview he shoots and kills the 32-year-old woman at the pier. For months she dodges the media. Now Hillary Clinton sits down with CNN political correspondent Brianna Keillar, whose objectivity in question as she's photographed at a wedding of a Clinton aide. The Blaze Radio's Greg Moore reports.
Hillary Clinton says making a way for illegal immigrants to stay in the U.S. is a win-win situation.
We shouldn't be stopping people from having the opportunity to be fully integrated legally within our country. It's good for us. It's good for the taxes that will be legally collected.
The Democratic presidential frontrunner also making mention of her staffers literally blocking the press from speaking to her by means of a rope barricade at an event in New Hampshire.
Now, I'm not running my campaign for the press. I'm running it for voters. I was determined to have the time that I needed to actually meet and listen to people.
And watching Wall Street, here's the Blaze Radio's Brad James.
When the market opens on Wednesday, the Dow is up 93 points, the NASDAQ adding 5, the S&P 500 gaining 12.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio. West Nile cases usually rise at this time of the year in our state, and that appears to be the case again this year. A couple of confirmed human cases reported in Maricopa County, with more on the way.
These next few months, July, August, September, are usually the worst, but it can go beyond that.
Greg Levy with the Department of Health saying homeowners should make sure to eliminate standing water that could breed mosquitoes. Federal Appeals Court issuing a ruling on a Tucson Ethnic Studies program backing the state's qualms with the Hispanic Studies curriculum, first raised 5 years ago.
Would you really want anyone promoting the overthrow of the U.S. government or promoting resentment toward a particular group of people?
Charles Tack with the state superintendent's office saying more diversity and individualism is needed when it comes to ethnic studies. The issue now returning to district court. Two teenagers charged in the fire started in a Phoenix Safeway store. The boys ages 13 and 14. Geico weather, diminishing chance of storms in the deserts today. Still a chance up north. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of a foundation for a better life. Look for a wreck in the clearing stages, northbound State Route 51 at Northern. We also have an accident eastbound US 60 at McClintock. Watch for another wreck southbound State Route 51, this one at Coulter. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, Wednesday should be a sunny day with a high 104 as winds gust to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night it'll be clear, high level around 80 with winds to 20 miles an hour. Thursday continues to be sunny, hot, and breezy, our high 100 with winds to 25 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 92 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Remember, everything that the Clintons do, everything that they do is choreographed. Okay? Everything they do. They don't do anything by accident. Even picking this reporter, the CNN reporter, who, by the way, I've never even heard of this woman, Brianna Keillor.
First time I've heard of her, too.
I've never heard of her. They obviously picked her, handpicked her. But even she, after the interview, even she said that she actually criticized the interview. This is after the Clinton team picked her. Listen to what she had to say. This was yesterday after the interview.
Brianna, I want to start with you. So this is Hillary Clinton's first national interview. In a way, her reintroduction to the American public as the 2016 campaign gets into higher gear with a lot of challenges on trust, on openness, on email questions. You were pressing her on a number of these issues, and she was pushing back on some of these issues. As you were sitting across from her, did you see and hear a more forthcoming, a more open Hillary Clinton or a defiant one?
No, I didn't hear a more open or transparent Hillary Clinton. I heard her not engaging on the issue of Bernie Sanders. He's a self-described Democratic socialist. And I asked her, why is he garnering this support, this enthusiasm that you don't seem to among Democrats? She wouldn't engage on that. Even on this concern about if she were to face off about against Jeb Bush, and there would be this dynastic race between a Bush-Clinton that we haven't seen in 25 years when her husband ran for president. She wouldn't engage on that. She was very quick to move on that. And then the big issue, I think, has to do with her trust. She insists that voters should and do trust her. But at the same time, we see in our recent poll that nearly 6 in 10 Americans say they don't find her honest or trustworthy. That's very significant. Credibility, so key to leadership. And while she really is blaming Republicans on this, this is actually a recent development that we have seen with a couple of controversies plaguing her. One being the emails, which even Democrats will say that's a self-inflicted wound, that she was using her personal email account only, a personal server that she over emails that she chose to, but ultimately wiped her server. And then this issue of the Clinton Foundation having business or dealing with donations from countries that may have had business and certainly will have business before the U.S. In the future, Jim.
Brianna mentions those trust numbers, 57% in the CNN ORC poll, which is the worst figures for her anytime since 2001. And you see that reflected in other polls in key swing states in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. Challenges on trust. And Sarah mentioned a poll in New Hampshire that we did. 28% rate her the least trustworthy of the presidential candidates.
This is somebody that this is amazing. Yeah, first of all, they say her first major interview, first major national interview. She's been giving interviews for the last 25, 30 years. What are they talking about? And they handpicked this woman, Brianna Keillor. They handpicked her.
And you mean she wasn't behind the rope?
Yeah. Well, no, they let her come, you know. beyond the rope. She was able to get into the VIP section of the club. And they went to CNN for this. This was all choreographed. And even she says that she did not hear a transparent Hillary. I'm going to tell you right now. Hillary's got major, major problems. Bernie Sanders is pulling in tons of numbers. I mean, he's Bernie Sanders, everywhere he goes, he's a rock star now. You know, though, I gotta say this. I've been thinking about this for a while with Bernie Sanders. Have you noticed this? You remember Seinfeld? Remember the George Steinbrenner character on Seinfeld? Do you remember that, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
And remember his voice, the Steinbrenner voice? That's Bernie Sanders. That is Bernie Sanders. I wonder if Bernie Sanders was the voice behind George Steinbrenner. We have to look into that.
I don't know, but he made some asinine statements on gun control yesterday.
Well, he's an idiot. And he's a socialist. He's a socialist. I'm going to tell you right now. This is election is for the Republicans to lose. It really is. Because if they can't beat Hillary or Bernie Sanders, because everybody else, Lincoln Chafee and Martin O'Malley and Jim Webb just got in, he's, you know, they have no chance whatsoever, none, zero. So if Hillary Clinton is the best that the Democrats have, then they've got major problems. She's just a bad candidate. She's not good. She's a horrible candidate. Speaking of horrible candidates, Jimmy Carter was given an interview on Huffington. Was it the Huffington Post? Yeah, Huffington Post interview. Talking about whether Jesus would approve of gay marriage. Listen up.
How about gay marriage?
That's no problem with me. You know, I think everybody should have a right to get married, regardless of their sex. And the only thing I would draw a line on, I wouldn't be in favor of the government being able to force a local church congregation to perform gay marriages if they didn't want to.
Right.
But those two partners should be able to go to the local courthouse or to a different church and get married. That's no problem.
Would Jesus approve gay marriage?
I believe he would. I believe Jesus would. I don't know if I don't have any verse in scripture.
No, but I just intuitively, yeah.
I believe that Jesus would approve gay marriage, but I'm not. That's just my own personal belief.
Yeah.
I think Jesus would encourage any kind of love affair if it was honest and sincere and was not damaging to anyone else. And I don't see that gay marriage damages anyone else.
Wow. Let's talk about the heights of arrogance.
Jesus. What does he know about Jesus? This guy's a moron. So Jimmy Carter, apparently he's a member of
Southern Baptist Convention.
Southern Baptist Church. You know, those people are wackos anyway to begin with. But listen to what the head of the Southern Baptist Church had to say.
Well, I think that people have to understand that people who hold my view based on deeply held religious convictions aren't going to simply surrender those things. We can't. For us to change our views on marriage and sexuality would mean repudiating what we believe has been handed to us by Jesus and his apostles. We can't simply, we didn't make up our views on marriage and sexuality, and we can't unmake them. And so evangelical Protestants and Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox and others are going to continue to hold to our views on marriage and sexuality. We believe it's in the common good. We understand that short term, things are very stacked against us here, but we ought to have the sort of pluralistic American environment where we can agree to disagree and where we can make our case without having our consciences paved over by those who would seek to do so. I don't think that an infinitely elastic view of marriage is sustainable, and I think that we have to be the people who keep the light lit to the old ways when it comes to marriage and family, and that's going to be a generation-long skirmish. It's not going to be something that's going to be resolved in a presidential election or two.
Devil, get out of there!
least he made more sense.
Why do we listen to Jimmy Carter? Seriously, why?
That's a good question.
I mean, why do you even interview the guy?
I thought he faded into history in 1980.
He did. He hasn't had any relevance since 1980. And then, but they'll pull him out of mothballs and get him onto a Huffington Post to say like outrageous things like that. How the hell does he know what Jesus? Oh God, that's what gives evangelicals a bad name. Okay,
Jimmy Carter,
Jimmy Carter, and the Duggars. You can put them together in a closet. Okay,
and the Westboro Baptist Church.
And the let's not forget the Westboro Baptist Church people. You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't make this stuff up. So their Judicial Watch has obtained a some emails. An official from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called Mr. Obama an amateur, a Marxist, and the worst president we've ever had. The emails were written amid the surge of illegal immigrants at America's southern border last year and were uncovered amid an investigation into the CDC's usage of an emergency operations center. So Judicial Watch got these emails. And the emails were written by a CDC logistics management specialist, George Roque, June 9th, 2014. He says, he begins by saying, no country in the world would allow what Americans are seeing at a southern border. Adams responds, well, in 10 years or less, they'll all be voting. It's very clear that is the case. This fellow is the worst president we've ever had. He truly is an amateur, but a Marxist, too. According to Fox News, the CDC said it is investigating the situation and may take appropriate action when the review is completed. They're going to take appropriate action against this guy, okay, for writing this incendiary email, expressing his opinion about the commander-in-chief.
Can't do that in America anymore.
No. Look what happened to Donald Trump, man. You know? But a new day is coming, I think. I think you're seeing this populist wave on both sides, a.k.a. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Did you just would approve gay marriage?
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Does your swimming pool look a little green? Well,
don't get mad, get mad.
Ever left your pool maintenance to a teen? Ha, good luck.
Don't get
Hello friends, Dan Sleaser here for Maddie's Pools. Have you been considering new PebbleTec or replastering your pool? Maddie's can remodel your pool with new tile or clean your tile in just 5 days. Maddie's will take your pool from mediocre to magnificent with a beautiful new waterfall or travertine deck. Maddie's can also take care of all your pumps, filters, motors, lights, salt systems, and any equipment repairs you may need. Remember, if your pool's green, don't get mad, get Maddie's. Call the professionals at 480-840-6370. That's 480-840-6370. 720-840-6370 or reach us on the web at maddiespool.com. And folks, please watch those little ones by the pool.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad now. Come on, get Maddie's.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
For decades, Bill Cosby cast himself as America's dad, then America's granddad, a moralist that had tough talk for young people about acting responsibly. It was that image that proved his undoing. A judge unsealed documents on Monday revealing Cosby's 2005 admission that he obtained quaaludes to give to young women before sex. And the judge cited the comedian's public moralizing in deciding to release the testimony. The testimony from a decades-old lawsuit had called into question Cosby's denials that he drugged and sexually assaulted women. The lawyers for Bill Cosby had fought the request from the Associated Press that wanted to unseal the material. U.S. District Judge Eduardo Robeno in Philadelphia ruled, and here's what he said in the lawsuit unsealing the lawsuit, I'm sorry. He said, the stark contrast between Bill Cosby, the public moralist, and Bill Cosby, the subject of serious allegations concerning improper and perhaps criminal conduct, is a matter to which the AP and by extension the public has significant interest. So that was his undoing.
He's toast.
He is done. I think there's like something like 30 something women that have come forward.
Quaalude Bill.
Yeah, he's done. I saw that BET, by the way, they pulled his show.
Hats off to BET.
Hats off to BET. Absolutely. And another guy who has fallen from grace is Jared. The spokesman from Subway yesterday was his home was the subject of a search involving kiddie porn. So we don't have the details, but I'm wondering how this is going to affect Michelle Obama. Because Michelle Obama isn't she a spokesperson for Subway as well?
Don't know.
Yeah, she is. What do you mean? She is. I guess they're going to have to rethink this $5 footlong thing. Okay? Think about it.
I don't want to go there.
I'm just saying, man. Just saying. There is a major pop star, Ariana Grande. You know who this Ariana Grande singer is?
Nope.
She's like 17 years old. Anyway, there's TMZ has obtained a video where she's in a donut shop. Let me set this up for you. She's in this donut shop, and as the person working the counter goes in the back, she starts licking the donuts that are on the top of the counter. Licking the donuts and thinking it's really funny. And then the worker comes back and puts down a fresh batch from the oven, I guess, a fresh batch of donuts. And she says, "What the F is that?" And then she says, "I hate Americans. I hate America." Wow. Why? Because the poor woman is doing her job? And she hates Americans and she hates America? She is such a little brat.
Adolescent behavior.
Ariana Grande. So she's been nominated for a Grammy. And she hates America. She hates America because America has given her so much money and fame, fortune. But she hates America. Does she not realize that America is the source of her fame and fortune?
She's 17 years old.
She's a dope. She doesn't know any better. I mean, she's a dope. So apparently she was set to perform at this weekend's All-Star game. And she reportedly pulled out of the commitment following the controversy. Sources told a local Fox affiliate that she would no longer be performing. She has pulled out. I guess. You see, this hatred of America, this starts in the school system, though. This self-loathing of America and American values and anything that is America. This is a product of this leftist ideology of America. And it starts young. And so it's no surprise to me that that this is happening. And again, you see this I mean, if you look at the left, I always say this. I always say this, and I'll say it again. The left loves diversity. They just do not like a diversity of thought. So that if you disagree with the left, and that goes to just about anything, whether it's climate change, whether it's illegal aliens, which of course are referred to as undocumented migrants, you just go down the list, and if you disagree with anything that the left says, you are a racist, you're a homophobe. And think about this. This is not what America is was based on. You know, America was always a country. The America that I knew was a country of different thought, of real diversity, that we respected each other's opinions, that we could argue amongst ourselves. That's the whole point.
Yeah, well, PC's killing the Constitution.
Yeah, no, PC's killing everything because you can't even say anything. Because let's be honest, PC is not PC. PC is a form of stifling any kind of thought that if you don't agree with the left, then the name-calling and the vitriol begins. But look, I've said this a lot as well. You don't necessarily need to believe me. Just do your own homework. It's hard, but get your own facts. Get out there and do your own research. Or you can just listen to me. All right, we are done for the day. Go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. If you missed any portion of the show or you want to listen to past shows, go to woodsonarchive.com, or you can just go to my website. There's a listen tab there. It's real easy. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this results-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction. By
By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. 602-995-6666. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy, the hottest planet to date. The hottest planet is now located in the constellation of Hercules, located some 279 light years from the Earth.